Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Oh, hey, chickens. I'll try and stay on track this episode. So, in the Infinite Quest, the David Tennant and Freema Agyeman animated story, we've had the info dump about the Infinite, which is a great big boat-shaped spaceship from before the dawn of time, which makes no sense because humans and their boatiness had not happened yet. But anyway, it's there floating around. And if you get there, you get your heart's desire. So Kor, the giant robot parrot, after having vomited up a badge for for Martha to wear, vomits up a data chip from a black box recorder dark time technology thing. That's how it's explained. It's got like a little infinite symbol on it. And there's apparently four of them. And the doctor's like, no, I'm not going to look for the infinite. The infinite must stay lost. And then he goes to squish the data chip and crush it to nothing. But Kor goes, Balthazar has a copy. And the doctor's like, oh, I can't let someone as twisted as Balthazar have access to that kind of power. I have to say, I do like the voice acting for the robot parrot. Unlike, I've been listening to The Sandman. Oh, now here I go, off on a tangent. I've been listening to The Sandman adaptation that they've done at Audible, which has an amazing cast, but Andy Serkis plays a raven. And rather than, you know, play some recorded raven noises, they've let him do it. And I don't know that it was a great idea. Like, I think he seems like a really sweet guy, Andy Serkis, but I've kind of turned on him lately. I think since I saw that terrible Venom sequel that he directed, I'm like, no! Why? Why are people letting you do things that you don't know what you're doing? Also, I thought he was not very good in Batman. But if you want to hear about that, you can go to Justin Hamilton's podcast, Big Squid, where I talked about Batman for days. We went to see Batman and then I talked and talked and talked. Sorry, the Batman. I also did an episode about Judge Dredd there. But that was months ago now because I'm recording these in the past and now it's the future. And, you know, the best thing about that is I have not had to see any of those terrible NSYNC memes that say it's going to be May. And it's already May. Look, magic. I mean, I probably will have to see them, but the me now recording this, I'm in May and I haven't had to look at them. So I'm time traveling. I wish I could time travel and go back on my weird decision to do this cartoon because I'm having trouble focusing on it. So the doctor takes the data core with a little infinity symbol that was just vomited up by a parrot, plugs it into the TARDIS console, and then they take off. And then we see the outside of the TARDIS dematerializing, and Balthazar was standing behind the TARDIS the whole time with his big mean machine angel Judge Dredd claw. And apparently the brooch that Cor vomited up for Martha that she just put on her top, like, without thinking. Was a tracker. Of course it is. And the Doctor is going to lead Balthazar to his heart's desire, and then he'll have revenge. So Cor was lying. just because Balthazar promised him some gold that he could nosh on. So the Doctor and Martha arrive on a planet which is very sandy. And the Doctor's like, oh, there's two artificial suns. And he hypothesizes that they're trying to heat the place up for some reason. And having watched all of this, I don't know why that was a thing, because nothing really happens with that. Maybe it was a deleted scene. There are deleted scenes. I didn't watch them. They seemed annoying. So there's these gigantic robotic oil rigs everywhere. Like, they're huge. They look very kind of War of the Worlds-y, you know, on big spindly legs, kind of walking around. Oh, speaking of War of the Worlds, oh, my God. here I go. There is a comic called Scarlet Traces that was serialized in, I think, the Judge Dredd magazine, maybe, or 2000 AD. So, yeah, Scarlet Traces, it's Ian Edgington and Disraeli, Matt Brooker, who do this. It's amazing. It's based on H.G. Wells' War of the Worlds. So they did an adaptation of War of the Worlds after their first series of Scarlet Traces. And Scarlet Traces is basically imagining... so, you know, War of the Worlds is set originally... is it before World War One? Like, it's like kind of that era, like early 20th century. And the conceit of the comic is that once all the Martians die from human diseases... all of their technology is left behind, and the, you know, the people of Victorian London can, or Edwardian London, I guess, can kind of fiddle about with it and, you know, work out how it works. And so they've got all this crazy futuristic technology based on the left behind alien stuff. Yeah, it's great. The first one is just like, it's essentially just a fairly simple mystery plot. I think there's some murders going on, but yeah, it's just wonderful. But it has continued, and now I think the latest one that was just in 2008, in the last couple of months, they were in the 60s, so it's kind of like continued, and it's, you know, it turns into a great big space opera. But it's, you know, you get to know these really great characters. It's just fun writing. Ian Edgington is one of my favorite 2008 writers, as far as like crazy concepts goes. Like, he's got this one called Kingslayer, which is basically what if the Empire from Star Wars invaded Lord of the Rings. Like, it is berserk. It's just like, you know, spaceships come and invade, you know, this planet with orcs and wizards and stuff, because they're mining I think it's called the Quintessence, which is basically what makes magic happen on that planet. It's a great concept, but yeah, it's fun and silly, and it's madness. Anyway, this is like, seriously, this Infinite Quest, these episodes are just an engine for me to talk about other stuff that I like. I didn't mean it to be like this, but hey, if you haven't watched Infinite Quest, hopefully you're getting something out of this. I don't know. Maybe it's just annoying you. You can write and let me know. at Adam Richard on Twitter and Instagram, Fabulous Adam Richard on Facebook. Jump on the Fabulous Adam Richard. Adam Richard Has a Theory Facebook group, or the, you know, send me an email, theory@adamrichard.com.au, and tell me how annoying this is. Also, like, I know I haven't mentioned anything that happened in the Sea Devils because it hasn't been on yet. I really have had to record a bunch of these in advance because there are some things going on in my life where I probably won't be able to record for a while. Anyway, you don't need to know that. I shouldn't have done this halfway through a cup of tea. It's really strong tea too. Well, it's one of the ones that Matt sent over from England. Like, it's really full on. Probably talking way too quickly. Anyway, there's giant oil rigs that look like War of the Worlds. That's how we got there. So the... the giant oil rig spot the Doctor and Martha and start coming towards them, which is terrifying. And then two cables shoot out from somewhere into the legs of one of the oil rigs. And the Doctor's, oh, good call, Martha. Great work. Like, she's like, well, I didn't do it. And then from underneath them, underneath the sand where they're standing on, a giant ship kind of ascends. Again, it looks like a Navy destroyer. And it rises up into the air and it can fly, which is awesome. It's like a gritty submarine coming from under the sand. The TARDIS falls off the deck into the desert as the ship goes up in the air, and it's being captained by a woman with dreadlocks who has like a giant artificial eye patch thing and calls people matey. It's, now we're getting to proper space pirate stuff. So much so that the mast of the ship, like they light up like a digital sign. That is the Jolly Roger. Great. It's like flying a flag, but, you know, it's just a sign. It's an LED Jolly Roger. It's fun. She orders the ship flown through the oil robot's legs. And they trip it over, like Luke Skywalker at the start of Empire Strikes Back with that big elephant-y AT-AT walker. Or is it an AT-AT? I don't know. Do they ever say the name of those things out loud in Star Wars? I can't remember. All right, more Infinite Quest in the next episode.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.